Bytes.
Time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT Department.
So I've Tian here in studio. Apparently they've been coming to MFM for 2 years.
Yeah, we found out last year. It was our second anniversary last week.
Yeah, so you're part of the institution now.
That's great. I think it's awesome. I love coming to you guys.
Yeah, we love having you here. Tian, apparently you've got some news for us regarding the iNet here. I know a lot of people have been complaining.
So we've got a few complaints and we've got a few questions on Twitter as well. I just want to explain how this IT key works again with payment. Okay, so you can go up to a max, you can charge it to your student account of up to one maximum of 1,200 Rand per year. Okay, so that's roughly, if you use it wisely and you don't use it a lot, you're going to pay 100 Rand a month to it, right?
Okay,
but it's maxed out on your student account at 1,200 Rand a year. The reason we do this is we had many times before that guys have put on a seeding on the torrent network or something, doing something not supposed to, and they end up with a 15 or 20,000 Rand account for Aniki.
And they pay that 20,000 or you just leave the university?
No, I mean, you have to pay it. You're liable for it, so you can't disappear. So we decided, okay, well, hold on. Let's change the sort of pricing model. Let's give you the benefit of that. You put you in charge of your own account.
Yeah.
So maximum 1,200 Rand in your student account, after which you can use it like a credits for printer credits. You can actually go and pay 100 Rand or 200 Rand and go to the cashiers, pay it in, and you'll have credits on it, and you can use it like credits.
But
So
you can do online as well. You can pay online as well.
Of course, you can go to user admin. Yeah, user ATM. Normally would with your printer stuff, and you can do it there as well. So it's just to safeguard you. So don't think we're not trying to give you more hassles. It's to safeguard you. And at the end of the day, let me tell you, we've had far less complaints. Far less. Having it done this way.
From parents complaining about the high bills.
Yes, of course. Okay, so we did this to safeguard you, okay? But that's how it works.
Yeah, I heard a rumor as well on Facebook, and I saw that some people complaining about the tariffs increasing, and that's not true.
I've not heard anything about that. We have not increased tariffs in, I don't know how many years. In fact, we've only gone down with our tariffs.
Okay.
To at one point where I know now at the moment, in over the weekend, if you do download after hours, it's something like a cent. Or 2 cents, like a cent, like because we have to charge you something, right?
Yeah.
The pricing model, but that's basically free. So, I mean, you're not going to get that out there.
Anywhere else.
No, you're not going to get it. I mean, if you go to any ISP that's going to offer you internet, whether it's ADSL, I mean, our internet's lots faster. You must remember that. You've got a university pipe, you're a lot faster. Yeah, no, I've not heard anything about that going up, and I would have heard, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I think that's absolute rumors. Don't believe that.
That myth is busted.
It'll just come down to never go up.
Definitely. And then I also heard about this very cool project about getting photos up in Farha. Please tell us a bit more
about
that.
So cool. So I only found out about this by accident. And they never let us know, which is quite funny. I thought they would let us know. If you're listening, Farha, next time let us know when you need something cool like this. Okay, but what they're basically doing is, it's actually a short survey. They send you to surveys.sun.ac.za and you fill in this short survey saying whether you're still a student or whether you're an alumni. It's one or two questions, you know, do you use a cell phone, what sort of cell phone do you use, blah, blah, blah. It's like 5 or 6 questions. It's not a lot, right?
About 5 minutes of your time.
Not even. Yeah. And at the end of the day, when you're done, you post your own selfie or picture of yourself to this site, and yeah, they make a photo wall of it. There's lots of prizes to be won, like sneaky prizes, so you, just by completing the survey, you entered into the prizes. So go and do it. I think it's quite cool, because I think what they're going to do at the end, they're going to have sort of a wall of remembrance of past and present, and I think it'll be quite cool.
Yeah, definitely. It sounds amazing. Yeah.
So go and have a look at it. I'll give you the link. You can put it on Twitter. I'll tweet it from my account to you guys as well, so it will be on Twitter. You can find the link, no matter where.
When can we expect this wall to be done?
The apparently it ends the 30th of September. You have to upload by the 30th. I think there's roughly like about a month left.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, they say it's a lot of lucky draw prizes, so you've got nothing to lose really.
Yeah.
I think it's quite cool.
And then lastly, I've heard a rumor about this very cool phone. I was checking it out online a bit earlier, and must say.
Okay, so before we get to the phone, this is quite urgent. I need to just let you know that we've also had a few questions about communication.
Okay.
So I just want to say again, our Twitter account is IT Stellen Uni, right? That's our IT Stellenbosch Uni, okay? If you're a student and you need any IT help, send a mail to student@sun. That's easy. And if you want to get a hold of us somewhere else, you must let us know via Twitter or phone us or whatever, but get in contact with us. If you need to use the old method of having a bird send a message, you can do that too. I'm sure we'll find something to work that out. But for now, it's IT Stellenbosch Uni. and Student at Sun. Let us know how you'd like to be contacted as well, because we're trying to sort of ease the way in which we have contact with you guys. Okay.
I just want to know that Twitter handle, you guys check it regularly?
Oh, the whole time. Okay. The whole time. Like 24/7 almost. Even at night we still reply. So no, for sure.
So I never knew that. That's something that I've just learned now.
Yeah, you'll find me on there as well, tn_IT, and also, you know, if I can see it, I'll also mention something and talk to you guys. So if you've got questions, no problem. Okay. Cool. So yes, this new phone, dude. I'm telling you, I think they've done it right.
Yeah.
So the phone's called, okay, it's a weird name, like NINN.
Yeah.
J-O-O, Inju, right? Inju. Okay, so it's a weird name. They've got a website, you can go and search it. They are a Dubai-based company that's launched this phone in South Africa. There's only one retailer selling it in South Africa, and that's only one retailer, and that's Takealot.
Okay.
Okay, so you can only buy it online. However, let me now tell you about this phone, right? You've seen the pictures. Yeah. I saw you go all googly-eyed when you saw it.
So impressive.
Okay, so it looks like an iPhone. It feels like an iPhone. It's just not an iPhone. It's just not an iPhone. In fact, it's actually Android phone.
Yeah.
Okay. But they are trying to hit the iPhone market. And I'm telling you, it looks exactly like an iPhone. The build quality for in many aspects is even better than the iPhone. Okay. Now that's difficult to say. It's got a better durability rating than the iPhone, so it's actually stronger.
Yeah.
Okay. It's got a better battery than the iPhone. It's got a better CPU than the iPhone. It's got more RAM. It's got the same screen size. Okay. However, this phone, the deluxe model, which is the Inju 1, R2,499.
Only $2,000.
Hello.
Yeah, no, Christmas presents for days.
You can. They've got another series called the Fire series, which you've got a Fire and the Fire 1. The Fire is the entry level. Still looks bloody nice. I mean, it looks lovely. Very close to an iPhone. It's just got less hardware in it. So it's got like a 1.4 quad core, where the 1's got a 1.7 octa core in it. And that's R1,500.
Sure.
$1,500. There's no bloatware on this phone, so they're selling it like almost vanilla Android, Lollipop. But they do have, it's not 100% vanilla. The only change that they've made is they've rounded the corners of the icon, so it looks like an iPhone when you launch the.
And I checked it out personally. I must say I was so impressed. I can't believe that you paid $2,500 for that type of phone.
I mean, it's and you've seen it. The build quality is deluxe. Eh? I mean, that's crazy. You've also got to have a look at the Fire range. They've even got the Fire range that's got wood at the back, dude.
Yeah.
Beautifully worked out. I mean, it's really crazy, and that's $1,500.
And what the question?
Goodness gracious!
The question that keeps on popping up into my mind is, like, aren't you giving up something?
Where's the catch, right? Yeah. Where's the catch? So this whole company's their catch is very simple. Forget about selling 1 million phones at X amount. Let's sell it at X minus 50. And let's sell 5 million of them.
Sure.
Right, so they're going for volume. It's a basic mathematics. They're going for volume. They're covering their costs at $2,500, because they can cover it, but they're going for volume. And they are pushing this phone worldwide. South Africa was one of the first that they pushed to, actually. And it was available to view online. And I checked this morning. I don't know whether the Takealot site is down, or the page is down, or they're revamping the page, or they're out of stock. But it was up until yesterday. It was still on Takealot site, and they're the only suppliers of it. So go and have a look. I think it's going to rock your world. I really think. I mean, I'm an IT guy. I'm a bit of a geek, right? I'm all giddy about this phone. I'm all giddy. It's just ticking all the right boxes.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've been struggling with my phone's battery life for so many months. So I can't wait. Instead of buying a new battery, I can just as well buy a new phone.
It's got a better battery than the Samsung range. And Samsung, they've got good batteries, right?
Yeah, definitely.
It's just better.
Sure. Thank you so much, Dan. I'm very excited about this phone. Okay, I must say. He's going to be back in 2 weeks again, because Mark is coming back
again. Mark's next week, yep.
But I hope he enjoys the rest of the weekend. And Oakland Saterdag.
Yeah, that's big tonight, going big.
And you can check out all those links on Twitter. I'll post them up as soon as Tian gives them to me. But we're chatting about the very cool Lunchbox mix that's coming up in about 20 minutes, so stay tuned for that. But as for now, we're going back to the music. This one is called David Guetta with What I Did for Love here on MFM. Enjoy.
It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department. Follow them on Twitter @ITStellenUni.